to ABC News, a student in San Francisco has to be taken off campus to even have the medical marijuana he was prescribed. This is actually really messed up considering the fact that he was prescribed the medical marijuana and can't even take it on school rounds due to the policies at his school. And for this reason, my personal beliefs are that we should change our school policies to form around the medical marijuana being legalized in the United States of America. Now, the student in San Francisco isn't the only one facing these problems. This is happening all across America, where children aren't being able to get the medication they have been prescribed due to school policy. Also, according to ABC News, California will be one of the first states to pass a law that allows students to take medical marijuana prescriptions on campus. This bill would make a policy that makes administrators being the only one to be able to distribute medical marijuana to the students, and they would also be able to vape or smoke the medical marijuana on campus. So I decided to take it into my own hands and get the opinion of the principal and the students around the school. I got a student from each grade to tell me what they thought.
Brian Bannister, grade level freshman.
How do you think medical marijuana being legalized will affect the school system today?
To be honest, it's not really going to affect the school system because most times you still have to be over the age of, say, 18 to 21 to even have a medical license for marijuana. Or if so, there's like really rare cases where, say, a kid actually is on medical marijuana.
Hello, my name is Samuel Sharp, and I'm in 10th grade.
How do you think medical marijuana being legalized will affect the school system today?
People are just going to be smoking it way more than they already have been. Or it's going to be easier access.
Do you think medical marijuana will have any correlation to GPA and or grades?
I mean, maybe. But I mean, it's probably just going to be the same people that have been smoking it. So maybe not.
So you think nothing's really changed?
No, just more of it.
Kevin Tyler, 11th grade.
How do you think medical marijuana being legalized will affect the school system today?
It'll affect it in a great way because people will start coming in more high because their parents is basically smoking in front of them. And that's just giving the kids more temptation to smoke. And it's going to make the kids want to smoke more. More kids going to want to smoke because they're going to see their parents smoking and doing stuff they don't got no business doing.
Do you think medical marijuana will have any correlation to GPA and or grades?
Honestly, I think medical marijuana will probably make grades better. Because some people tell me that they focus better when they smoke before school, and it just helps them focus more on work.
My name is Francesca Good, and I am a senior.
How do you think medical marijuana being legalized will affect the school system today?
Well, in my opinion, I think that it will not have an effect because students our age shouldn't feel the need to, like, necessarily need medical marijuana or, like, have a necessity for it, unless they have something wrong with them.
Do you think medical marijuana will have any correlation to GPA and or grades?
No, I think everyone is entitled to, like, their own, like, effectiveness. Like, they choose whether or not to be affected by the things around them.
So that was the opinion from a few students around Rittner. So I decided to just go all the way to the top and get Mr. Marker's opinion, our head principal.
I think that if we are using medical marijuana in the pill form, I think that would be a great opportunity for our community that needs it to not impact kids in a peripheral way, where in smoking, there are times when some of our students may have parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles living in their home that smoke it, and then they come to school smelling like marijuana. When they smell like marijuana, we have to pull them out of class, we have to check them. If it's in the pill variety, where it's just the pulverized marijuana, kids don't smell like pills. So I would be in favor of it that way. I'm in much less favor where they have the opportunity to smoke it and then have that, the smell get on our kids, and then they're missing class time for us having to check them.